and enjoy some leisure time and get your sweat on. Just, I was reading studies that there's hundreds of millions of people in this world that are in danger of like diabetes and all of these diseases because they're just not getting off the couch.
Yep.
Got to get off the couch. Yeah. Go do some fun. Walk if you just want to walk. Run, ride a bike. It's beginner bikes.
I see a pretty good side of that population. So, but yeah, I see a lot of people that have changed their life by being active and lose weight. And
well, there's haves and have nots in this country more than there ever have been. And I don't mean by wealth. I mean by like people who are in shape and people who are not in shape. So if I want to come out and I think, okay, there's still plenty of riding time left in this year. In fact, the fall is my favorite time.
Seems like even November is warmer than it is in the spring.
So if I want to, if I stop by Spin City tomorrow, and I've never been on or I haven't ridden a bike in years, and I just I want to get something where I can just get out and go do the bike trails. I don't need electronic gears and all of that. I walk in, you can set me up for what?
We have several different styles of bikes for under $400 for a nice bike shop quality bike. Comes in the right size for you. It comes with the service package that will take care of it if it any issues and stuff for a little while. So we get you set up.
Yeah. So I don't want people to think that it's only like $10,000 bikes. And there's people out there that buy those. But I mean,
very often.
No.
Not as often as I'd like.
No. But if somebody wants to get into this, it's not going to cost you an arm and a leg to get started.
I don't think so.
No.
It's for what you get, the quality of the stuff and service and everything. It's pretty amazing.
Buy something at a box store and assemble it yourself. Good luck with that. It's worth every bit of it. Plus, you guys will help take care of it and fix any problems.
People bring them in if that happens.
It's always. I'm in there, and there's always somebody coming in being helped every single time I'm there.
That's our thing.
I know. It's what you do very well. You should check it out. Get to Spin City. And then Fleet Feet, of course. I want to talk about this 3D. We've got a new remix. We just started our WSOYMCA challenge.
Yeah.
And so I invited all of our folks to stop by individually if they want to check you guys out.
This is the thing where several of them have done the challenge before.
It's a team made up of individual members from all of the past. So some of them like were from a year and a half ago, some for 6 months ago. But this 3D technology was not around when we first started. Yeah. So this is still relatively new. Explain this to me.
We got a shoe in that was made with the 3D technology. They took all the scans and they developed a shoe off all those scans. So the fit's like totally different than most people's shoes. It's a Carhu is the name of the brand.
Okay.
And they partnered exclusively with Fleet Feet to make the shoe. It's freaking awesome.
Sooner or later, you guys will be printing shoes in your shop, right?
That's coming.
I mean, it looks, we talked about what's changed since 2001. I mean, you're literally going to go to Fleet Feet and they're going to like make your shoes there. But right now, the next best thing is to get this 3D shot. Now, how
stand
does this
on
work?
This little scanner. Take your shoes and socks off. Stand on this little scanner. It does a print or it shows you a screenshot of like your foot with arch height and foot length and width and everything, and we can pick some shoes based off of that.
And it does matter. It makes a huge difference.
Yeah, and we used to be able to do this with the old school Brannick device and tell a lot of stuff off of it, but whenever you see it in 3D electronically, it's cool.
Well, and they'll help you with sizing, because I'm telling you, I thought for 50 years that my, one size, you buy every size, same size. Now I have like different sizes depending on the brands, and all of that matters. And your expertise and Heather, the whole crew, I mean, they know what they're talking about.
I got a good staff. And on Monday, we're doing Brooks is coming to town, and we're going to do a demo run with them. So they're bringing some new shoes that they came out with Monday night. So if you want to come just try out some shoes, guilt-free, you can do that too.
That's at Fleet Feet?
Yeah, Monday night at 5.
All right. Great stuff.
You can always find
the
man.
List of all of these events on the Ride and Run segment of NowDecatur.com. We'll take a break for the top of the hour. District 61 coming up, an important school board meeting tonight. We'll tell you all about it next.
Get your news, weather, and sports now with the NowDecatur app, available for free for iTunes and Google Play. Only with Now Decatur and WSOY.
If your significant other asks you to slip into something more comfortable and you put on coveralls, then CarQuest Auto Parts is for you. If you never have to remind yourself that it's righty-tighty, lefty-loosey, then CarQuest is for you. CarQuest is for those who really know and care about their car. CarQuest is serious auto parts.
Choose Donnelly Automotive at 1298 East El Dorado. Give them a call at 428-7414. Donnelly Automotive. Great people, great products, great prices.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Most jobs take a few steps to complete. What they shouldn't take are a few thousand actual steps roaming through a big warehouse. Instead, make a quick trip to Ace. Our neighborhood stores have the quality brands you trust, with local experts giving the advice you rely on. So Ace can help you every step along the way.
Thanks for making Kenny's Ace your local place for paint and more. We're proud to be part of the Decatur community. Stop by Kenny's Ace, a local business where you can count on getting great help.
1 in 6 people in America go hungry every day, but fortunately there's something you can do to help. Come by Hickory Point Bank's event in Central Park benefiting the WSOY Food Drive on Wednesday, September 12th from 6 a.m. to 2 p.m. Stop by in the morning and grab a coffee from Blue Brew, or at lunchtime grab a famous beach house meal, with a portion of the proceeds going directly to the food drive. Drop off canned goods or make a donation. The need is large, but you can help. Wednesday, September 12th, Central Park. Hickory Point Bank invested.
This football season, support your favorite team your own way with custom printed spirit wear from Play It Again Sports. Come in and design your spirit wear today. And Play It Again Sports has everything you need to outfit your entire football team. Cleats, balls, pants, gloves, and even practice jerseys. As always, Play It Again Sports buys and sells pre-owned gear. Everybody plays at Play It Again Sports in the Brentwood Village Shopping Center in Decatur. Proud to be Decatur's only locally owned sporting goods store celebrating 25 years. Play It Again Sports.
I'm Jim Root. I'm running for Macon County Sheriff. As the sheriff, I'll be responsible with your tax dollars and be accountable to you. I will run a transparent office and maintain a department with the same values and ethics that I possess. I will ruthlessly go after criminals and drug dealers. I will provide a high level of service to the community. Please talk to the people you know at our department. I am supported by many command officers, deputies, and correctional officers. Find out more by going to jimrootforsheriff.com, and please vote Jim Root, November 6th. Paid for by Jim Root for Sheriff Committee.
Packing.
Here is Lindsay Romano with your WSOY three-day forecast.
Sunny skies, highs near 75 degrees. Then for tonight, partly cloudy and lows around 55. For your Tuesday, mostly sunny, highs near 77 degrees. Wednesday, sunny and highs around 78 degrees. Right now in downtown Decatur, it is 55 degrees.
Good morning and welcome to the 7 o'clock hour of Byers & Company. We will be joined by Superintendent Paul Frigo, Board of Education members Courtney Carson and Dan Oaks, plus Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports, and the Redbird Report with Mike Claiborne. It's all next.
Byers & Company, WSOY 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Going to have Jeff Daly come in here and check headphones before we get started. It's always something.
He was just in there.
Huh?
Was it just bad headphones, maybe?
Jeff, capture that look. I don't know what he's doing. We'll just we'll pretend like we don't need him. All right, good morning and welcome. It is 7 o'clock here on a Tuesday morning, 7:08 to be exact. And, of course, we will keep remembering 9/11 17 years later. I put those newspaper headlines up, the front page of several newspapers from across the United States of America. It blew me away. The Washington Post was 25 cents. How old does that make you feel? 17 years ago. But it is amazing to me how the Chicago Tribune and Seattle and Washington and newspapers covered that story. And the fact that it still meant something a day later to, you know, have a headline in a newspaper. I mean, the way the world has changed and the way we communicate, it's unbelievable. We'll get back to that in a little bit and talk about some of those documentaries that are surrounding 9/11 that are worth watching, including that one by those two young French filmmakers and one American that were there with a Proby fireman, just happened to be there that day in Manhattan at one of the fire departments and was called into that with their cameras. They had no idea what they were getting into. It's an amazing story. It's called 9/11, and they released it at the six-month anniversary on CBS. I mean, this is like Robert De Niro, I think, like introduced it on TV, and it was full of natural profanity, meaning these were guys running into burning buildings, and the FCC let them air that on national network without any sort of fines or protest. and it got a 23 share. 39 million people watched that on a six-month anniversary, which is just absolutely stunning in today's numbers when you think about it. All right, we're going to have a very important school board meeting tonight, and I want to start with Dr. Paul Frigo is in the studios with this District 61 superintendent, along with members of the Board of Education, Courtney Carson and Dan Oaks, and we'll get to the Rev and to Dan here in just a second. But I want to talk about the process, Paul. You know, when did this start, you know, to this point now where you're making recommendations to the board tonight?
Well, it started upon my arrival. We started talking about what we need to do to change the format of the district. We have too many kids on waiting lists in certain programs, and we have too many buildings in the district as well.
Okay, now
we have to look at.
This is something that is impacting everywhere. I mean, you know, Rahm Emanuel recently announced he's not running for re-election as mayor of Chicago. One of the tough things he had to do up there in Chicago was close a bunch of schools because they just didn't have the population. Now, it made it tougher in Chicago because you've got kids having to cross over into areas and other areas. We don't have those problems necessarily here. But, you know, these districts were built for a different time and different numbers of kids.
That's right. That's right. You know, we have 22 school buildings in our inventory. We're the 26th largest district in enrollment, but we're the 12th largest district in buildings. And that's a disconnect there that you have to look at. So,
all right, with fresh eyes, you come difficult. In, how do you explain, and Dan, you've been around a long time. I mean, is it just people are, well, I meant as a school board member, come on now, you're not a spring chicken. You've been around here for a while. You know, how is it that we get to this point? I mean, is it just people obviously don't want to close schools? That's not something that anyone's thrilled about. But you've watched this district for a long time. How do we get to such a large number of buildings where we don't have enough kids for all those buildings?
Well, I think the decline in population, going from what were perceived to be neighborhood schools to schools where we now have to bus in 80-90% of the population because of where the school is.
And but also, when you say loss of population, that also means to county schools, that means to private schools. I mean, if you go back 25 years ago and you look at the population of Moroa Forsyth School District or Mount Zion School District, they're not going to be nearly as high as they are today.
Exactly. And we looked at, Dr. Frigo pulled some stats from the Large Unit District Association. School districts locally around us that have more students have 6, 7, 8 fewer buildings than we have. So they've combined their resources for efficiency and to make it easier for the students to know where they're going to go to school. They're not 22 options. We're going to cut it down to a reasonable number that the parents can handle.
Okay. So this process involved meeting with community members, meeting with teachers. I mean, who all was involved in the conversation?
Well, what we utilized was information that the FACES committee had put together. We looked at information that survey information from past looks at this, and we just looked at the actual data on where we're at on enrollments and building inventory. And the other big key to this, though, Brian, is we also have these waiting lists for schools like Johns Hill and Montessori.
The question I've had from years back is if you've got programs that are in such high demand that people are on a waiting list again, why are you not duplicating those programs in more buildings?
Or expanding the capacity of the building.
That makes sense.
Right. So those are the main issue we're trying to address is our waiting lists that are at our Johns Hill program. And our Montessori, that's our first goal is to increase the capacity of our popular programs. So people that are on waiting lists and opting out of our district because they can't get in those buildings have that and then address other building inventory needs down the road.
Okay, so what do you plan on presenting to the board tonight? What are your recommendations?
We're going to recommend, the actual recommendation is that pull Johns Hill and Durfee offline, and that will allow us to access health, life, safety monies of about $33 million. And we are going to rebuild a new Johns Hill in the same area Johns Hill is now. That's very important to our board that we put it in the same area it is now. Durfee will come offline, and we'll replace that square footage at Muffley Parsons and Franklin.
Okay, hang on. Go back once again. So you're talking about knocking down Johns Hill as one of the oldest, if not the oldest, schools in the district. And we were there for 8 years, and the school itself, the principal, the teachers, the culture is fantastic. Yeah. It's English is a second language school.
Right.
But the facility is, you know, when you talk about these school days where it's 97 degrees out, go in that building. I mean, it's 8,000 degrees in there, and it's a great experience. But it is, you know, if bricks and mortar matter, that's certainly not cutting the test there. So building a brand new Johns Hill where Johns Hill exists now.
Yes, in that vicinity, we'd like to talk to the Park District about some partnerships and using some of their property, but that's all still in the very preliminary stages. We're also, you know, going to expand our capacity there by about 230 kids. So hopefully we can eliminate the waiting list.
Okay. And then what happens to Durfee? Durfee just goes away.
Durfee goes away, and we have to replace that square footage as we move forward.
Okay. And then what we'll talk about the Thomas Jefferson thing here in a little bit, but it seems like everyone was on the same page, and just from a board level question for Reverend Carson and Mr. Oaks, that the board seemed to be all pulling in one direction on this until just recently, where there's, you know, been some conversations about changing the programming at Johns Hill or making it a neighborhood school. I mean, what happened with that?
To be totally honest, it was a split second thought, because we have to, if anybody has a thought, we have to entertain all the thoughts. But if the thought isn't what we would like to see in our district and what taxpayers would like to see in our district, we won't entertain it at all. So I'm not sure where this ideal of neighborhood school has come from in a real sense, because we're all on the same page about rebuilding Johns Hill School. I mean, that's a phenomenal program, right? So why not couple that program with a phenomenal building in itself? And the community says the same thing. We've the Southside Improvement Association, which I preside over, we went door to door and asked individuals, what do you think about us rebuilding this school? They were like, oh my gosh, it's great. That's a great idea. Now, what do you think about us opening up the lottery to young people in the neighborhood so that they could walk to school? And they were like, oh, that's even better, right? So then Johns Hill will become ultimately a school that services all walks of life in a real sense, right? Because the program is great. It's one of the number one programs that our district has to offer. So I think that the ideal of rebuilding and open up the lottery to neighborhood children is a phenomenal ideal. And in that area too, because simply it's good for the neighborhood as well, right? And if we can rebuild that neighborhood with that school, that's just a phenomenal thought, and everything that's above that will grow as well.
Yeah, I think that for a long time, people have tried to sort of manipulate populations of kids so that it looks this way or it looks that way. Mm-hmm. We've kind of lost sight of, like, actually educating kids and getting them ready for life ought to be the end goal. And destination programs are important, Dan. If people are going to pick District 61, it's not necessarily going to be because of neighborhood schools. It's going to be because Dennis is a neighborhood school, but that's not what makes it popular. It's popular because of the programming and what they have done there.
Exactly. And it's the same thing with Johns Hill. That's a program that you could put in any building, and it would replicate itself fine. It's not the bricks and mortars that's the program, and it's not the bricks and mortars that teach the program. It's the people in the building. And in going back to a point Reverend Carson made, one of the issues we had to deal with, and I told Dr. Frigo he needed to have a bigger Johns Hill, because the waiting list that we originally had would have filled the building on day one, which accounts for the expansion. But we have to be careful with board policy. Board policy says you're a magnet school or you're not a magnet school, which is why we had to increase the availability of slots in Johns Hill for the neighborhood kids that want to go.
Okay. And then what happens to Franklin, Muffley, Parsons, South Shores, and we're talking about all the other grade schools?
Franklin, Muffley, and Parsons will get additions to replace the square footage that Durfee was being taken offline. And then we will look at combining elementary schools several years out to fill that square footage, as well as we have the Durfee kids. If you look at the map of the Durfee kids, they are truly scattered all out through the district. So we need to have a plan for those kids. And Durfee, just so people know, is not coming offline next year. It's 2 years out. So we have time to work with those families, staff, and students to best accommodate their needs in the neighborhood school they would like to attend, and or a magnet school they would like to attend.
Okay, this coming offline thing, is this school technology, I mean, terminology for it's we're closing. Tearing down a building? Okay, exactly.
It's out of our inventory, coming offline, it's closing.
You're closing a school. I don't think you need to shy away from this stuff.
Decommission.
Okay, decommissioning.
A lot of $20 words. But because we have over 9,000 children and declining families, right, we want to be a destination school. And so that with the fewer buildings, we can be more of more available in terms of resources. Right?
Well, I would think so. I would think you would save. You know, you just talk about janitors and support
social
staff,
nurses and counselors, and most important teachers.
Best support service, better support services. Mm-hmm. We can consolidate those as well.
All right. Now, is there talk about consolidation of the Montessori programs into one building at Thomas Jefferson?
Yes. Yes. Garfield and Enterprise. Are going to go to my TJ. That's, again, a couple years out. TJ will increase our capacity to serve Montessori kids by over 200 as well. And we have begun to map that with BLDD as far as how that would look. And it's not just going to look like the old Thomas Jefferson. It's going to look like a 21st century Montessori school. We'll have open learning spaces, places where kids can get stuff hands-on and that type of thing. Yes, so in a couple years, TJ will be our new Montessori school.
Okay, and so that means then at that point, then you would close those two other grade schools?
Or repurpose them, depending on where we're at.
Okay, because I think about, we were just out at Enterprise this past, at the end of last week, where ADM made their donation there for the 4-H program. And, you know, you've got all of that the area out there that you're using as sort of a living farm, which is going to be a great hands-on experience for the kids, not only in the Ag Academy, but in, you know, trades or anything else. So it would be interesting to see, you know, what that whole land space turns into.
Right. And we're going to do something with Enterprise because the board recognizes that as well with that acreage out there, that's a great learning space. So we will repurpose Enterprise moving forward.
Okay, so what happens tonight then?
Actually, it's kind of anticlimactic tonight at the end. The board will just, I'll recommend a motion that we submit the health life safety amendments for Johns Hill and Durfee for the building replacement process and to replace Johns Hill and put additions on Franklin, Muffley, and Parsons.
Okay.
That's it. That's the whole motion. The board will, board will vote and... that allows us to, on Wednesday, to submit those amendments for ISBA to review and then decide whether or not they're going to issue the approximately $33 million in health life safety bonds, allow us to do that to start generating the funds to get this work done.
All right. So, Dan, what's the downside? Or I mean, people don't like change in general. I mean, anytime you talk about, you know, closing a school. I was convinced growing up that it's one of the best things that ever happened to me. The District 61 closed schools everywhere. I mean, it was like I went to the 7th grade at one school, they closed it. I went to the 8th grade at another school. I went to the 9th and 10th grade at one school, they closed it. I had to go to the 11th and 12th grade at another school. They got to meet new friends. You know, you got to have a little bit of personality. You got to, like, not be shy. It's always been a part of life. I mean, just it's an evolution, and people aren't always comfortable with that.
No, but there are going to be some other benefits to this. That we have what we call the pod system. For if you want to go to school A and school A's full, we'll send you to school B. Hopefully, with the increases in building capacity, we can get rid of that. We can establish boundaries that are realistic and not a little over here, a little over there, a little someplace else. But they'll surround the school area, and you'll know that you're within boundaries for this school. It's going to make it easier, I think, for the bus routes because we're not running kids all over Decatur. It's potential money saving.
Okay. I think to me, though, the most important thing is that these waiting lists be eliminated, and everybody
absolutely.
That wants to be in Johns Hill or wants to be in these other schools are able to get in those schools.
Right, and, definitely.
And
definitely.
Also, Brian, I think the other benefit is to what Dan talked about, this pod system is not a family-friendly system because you may think you're going to Stevenson. If Stevenson's full, now your kid's heading over to Parsons because there's room at Parsons. So we're hoping to be able to have when you live in a neighborhood, you truly have a school that you can attend, and we're not going to transfer you because our schools are too small.
Okay. But in some ways, that's a mixed message, right? I mean, you're saying you have too many buildings, and then you're saying the schools are too small. I mean, you got to, like, do a little bit better job refining this for the public that's not in the minutia of this that you are. I mean, that seems counterintuitive to the argument that you're making is that we have too much space.
That's Fair point. Yeah. Yes, thanks for catching me.
Well, go ahead and clarify that for me then.
We have very small buildings.
Yeah.
With, you know, we have one section of first graders. And so if your child, if you happen to move in the neighborhood and there's only one classroom for first graders and it's already full, then we have to send you somewhere else because we don't have a lot of buildings with numerous sections to allow us the flexibility to serve the
How are the buildings as far as just, we talk about bricks and mortar, how are they like, you know, I mean, I remember literally being on the Public Schools Foundation and we were buying like the first wave of Promethean boards, like, you know, smart technology in the classrooms. And at Eisenhower High School, they'd literally, depending on the hallway, like one class could use it and the other one had to like unplug. I mean, the electrical work was that old. You know, what is the infrastructure like in a lot of these older buildings, you know, based on today's technology? You got state of the art in the high schools. What are the grade schools and the middle schools look like?
It's a mixed bag. We are, you know, we're right now we're in the, in fact, Brian, we're in the middle of a technology audit as well. We have an outside entity looking at our backbone, our support network. We have buildings that are very fiber oriented and we're others that are coax oriented. And so it's a mixed bag on what we can do as far as a technology throughout the district.
All right. So when you look at a new Johns Hill, what do you see?
I see a gleaming 21st century learning building with stuff people haven't even thought about at this point, because what they're doing now in school design, there's very few walls.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a lot of open space, a lot of collaborative space. I mean, you go into businesses now and there's not a lot of walls and offices. It's a lot of open space. So we're going to replicate that in the learning spaces within Johns Hill, plus a building built to serve the fine arts.
All right, and then
with the nice auditorium,
sure,
music rooms, band rooms, that type of thing.
And your timeline on this, I know you said it's not going to be next year. I mean, you know, when would this, if I know this has to be approved through the state and all these other things, but I mean, what would be the general timeline?
3 years. It'd be finished, and the kiddos coming from up the hill from the old Johns Hill to the new Johns Hill.
Okay. All right. Well, it'll be interesting to see what happens. And I know everyone's trying to do the right thing. It's hard. People just don't like change. So, Dan, are you hearing any negative feedback from folks?
We've had some people that have been infected with the rumor mill. And once you explain to them what really is going on.
All right. Well, so give me an example of what the rumor mill is so that if people are actually hearing it, they know it's not true.
We've been told that we were closing Johns Hill. We've been told that we've been turning it into a community school. We've been told, use your vivid imagination. And people just need to stop and listen for a minute. There's a reason we have to do this. If you look at the buildings we've talked about, most of them were built back in the 1975 era where you had huge populations that would fill a neighborhood school. Now we have schools we bus kids to. So it's easier to bus to one larger location, still retaining the same teachers that were in the schools, so your kids aren't going to see any staggering new faces. But to go for efficiency, to go for modernization, some of these buildings, we couldn't run fiber optic cable if our lives depended on it.
Mm-hmm.
It's just they're too old.
They're not designed for that.
Yeah, well, I think that people can understand that. Yeah, go ahead.
Sorry, Brian. Another big point I think people need to know that we haven't been able to touch on is this plan. And if we could get the funding to implement it, all our buildings in 4 years will be air-conditioned that the kids are in. So we won't have to release people when it's hot.
Well, I think that would help a lot of folks. I realize that's a no-win situation when making those decisions. I get it. But that would certainly be. And I think the certain amount of the grumpy old crowd that just likes to talk about back in the day, come on.
right.
Like I said, go to Johns Hill in August and take a walk around. I mean, it's unbearable.
South Shores or Garfield.
And it's amazing that it's that hot in Johns Hill and they're still learning and the teachers are still teaching and everything is coming out on the positive end of things, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I think there's two. The problem you guys have in selling anything to the community is that you've got an older population that hasn't been in a District 61 building in years because they don't have any reason to be in there. They think and their perception of what they see as District 61 is one thing, and the reality, if you're in it every day as a parent, as we are and have been for the last, 8-9 years, there's a whole different reality. And I think the more you can get people into your buildings and into your classrooms and seeing their stuff, spending time. And we, you know, I remember when they opened Eisenhower and we put up a video and some photos and, you know, it was, those kids will tear that up in a year. Well, you know, we were just there for an entire day filming recently with the kids who all say sir and ma'am and open doors for you, and the school looks exactly like it looked the day it opened. So I think these kids know and appreciate when a community says, hey, we care about you and we're going to give you the best of the best. And I think District 61 has to have that. And I also think it's got to be cultural, you know, because the bricks and mortar only take you so far. And I'll tell you, know, it's like Johns Hill and Dennis are exceeding, like, despite the structures, you know. So that's a mental state. That's a faculty thing there.
Yeah, no doubt. Definitely. No doubt. Definitely.
So not only replicate, you know, if you got the programs and the list, the replicate culture, the staff and the culture, because that's what's going to make a difference at the end of the day.
No doubt.
No matter where you are.
Yeah, absolutely right.
We look forward to tonight, guys, and good luck. I know you said it's going to be anticlimactic. Somebody will have a problem, I promise you. We'll take a quick break. Back with more. Mark Tupper straight ahead. Don't go anywhere, folks. This is Byers & Company.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Buying a new grill from a big warehouse is like trying to start your old grill. You can end up standing around by yourself and nothing happens. Not at Ace. We've got an exclusive lineup of premium brands, plus premium service to make sure you get the right grill. That's why grilling starts at Ace.
Thanks for making Kenny's Ace your local place for paint and more. We're proud to be part of the Decatur community. Stop by Kenny's Ace, a local business where you can count on getting great help.
Hi, this is JR from Speed Lube, and we know if you've got a diesel truck, you love it and want to take good care of it. And there is no better way than with Shell Rotella Motor Oil from Speed Lube. Whether you need T5 synthetic blend or T6 full synthetic oils for your truck, Speed Lube has you covered. And we will have you back on your way faster than anyone with no appointment necessary. And should your truck need more, we at Speed Lube can handle that too. But keep your diesel truck powering along at its best with Shell Rotella Motor Oil, and your next oil change is Speed Lube, with 6 Decatur area locations to serve you.
1 in 6 people in America go hungry every day. But fortunately, there's something you can do to help. Come by Hickory Point Bank's event in Central Park benefiting the WSOY Food Drive on Wednesday, September 12th from 6 a.m. to 2 p.m. Stop by in the morning and grab a coffee from Blue Brew, or at lunchtime, grab a famous beach house meal, with a portion of the proceeds going directly to the food drive. Drop off canned goods or make a donation. The need is large, but you can help. Wednesday, September 12th, Central Park. Hickory Point Bank invested.
There's a secret ingredient to a healthier life, one that's available right here, and that's your local pharmacy staff. Our pharmacy staff at Dale Southlake and Coley's Corner are your medication experts. We're professionals who understand that dispensing our knowledge about your prescriptions are just as important as the medication itself. Buying local keeps more money here, not in a big box CEO's pocket out of town. Stop in Dale Southlake Pharmacy or Coley's Corner Drugs today, or call 429-5165 for free delivery. We're friends helping friends.
Everybody plays.
Everybody plays.
Everybody plays.
Play It Again Sports knows play. We sell and buy new and quality used sports and fitness equipment for less, and we pay on the spot so everybody can play.
Visit your locally owned Play It Again Sports, located in Brentwood Village, in Decatur, or online at playitagainsports.com.
Play It Again Sports, the official sponsor of all those who play.
Tupper on Sports on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Back here on a Tuesday, good morning and welcome. Mark Tupper joins us each and every weekday morning with Tupper on Sports. I was just looking at all the caps. Looks like Coach Billy Grouchy.
I had it in all caps.
I'm just kidding. All right, Mark Tupper joins us each and every weekday morning. Let's start with the Cubs.
I know Mike Claiborne's going to cover the Cardinals, so I will let him do that. I believe it's been a month or so since I said that when I watch the Cubs, I see a good baseball team, but not a special team, not a team that looks to me like they would go far in the postseason, not as good as they were in 2017, certainly not as good as they were in a magical 2016, not even as good as they were in 2015, in my opinion. The Cubs reached the National League Championship Series all three of those seasons, but this team shows too many flaws to think in those terms. Can they still play a great game? Yes, and they do from time to time. But despite their 3-2 loss to the Brewers last night, the Cubs still have the best record in the National League, but they don't feel that good. And there's a number of issues surfacing here late in the season. Starting pitcher John Lester had to leave last night's game in the sixth inning with back spasms. Carl Edwards, who is such an important part of their bullpen arrangement, threw a wild pitch that let the eventual winning run come in. Carl Edwards hasn't been right for a while. And they're without, you know, we all know they're without a couple of starters. Yu Darvish, who has pitched almost none this season and won't pitch again the rest of the way. Tyler Chatwood, who certainly did not work out. Closer Brandon Morrow is trying to come back. I do not expect him to. A couple of key position players have produced defensively, but not offensively. I'm talking about shortstop Addison Russell and catcher Wilson Contreras. Chris Bryant has spent a lot of time on the DL. He is back, but his power is not. The Cubs' lead on a very good Brewers team is just one game with two more head-to-head matchups tonight and tomorrow night. I think all things are possible with the Cubs, including not making the playoffs altogether. I love this Brewers team, and what Josh Hader did last night was frightening. He is the Brewers' best relief pitcher, left-hander, tall, just hides the ball, very hard to pick the ball up off his hand. The ball leaps from his hand, throws in the high 90s. He pitched the seventh and the eighth innings last night, faced six batters, struck out all six. I like this new Cardinals team, led by the guy that I think is the most exciting St. Louis player I've seen in years, and that's Harrison Bader. So for the Cubs, 19 games to go. You know, in years past with them, it has felt like the breeze is at their back and they're just cruising toward the finish line. Right now, it feels like they're running into the wind uphill, and just a different feeling. I just don't have a lot of confidence in this Cubs group.
All right. On the other side of the break, we'll check in with the Fighting Illini football team with Mark Topper and Topper on Sports.
Tickets are now available for the Robin Vogel Memorial Dinner, Friday, September 28th at 6 p.m. at the Decatur Club. The event honors fallen Decatur police officer Robin Vogel and helps to fund the Robin Vogel Memorial Scholarship Program. The evening will include dinner and an opportunity to hear from TV personality Tommy Lahren sharing her support for law enforcement. Tickets are $50 each or $80 for a couple, but only a limited number of tickets are available. Tickets can be purchased at Newhoff Media, located at 250 North Water Street in downtown Decatur. For more information, visit nowdecatur.com.
Back here with Mark Topper and Topper on Sports. All right, the Illini.
I went over to Lovie Smith's press briefing yesterday, and he opened his remarks by pointing out that Illinois is 2-0, and that is true. And I would probably do the same thing, accentuate the positive. But in his mind, he has to know the challenge changes dramatically this week when Illinois goes to Soldier Field in Chicago to play South Florida. I taped South Florida's game this past Saturday against Georgia Tech. And this is an opponent that is way faster and better and bigger than either Kent State or Western Illinois. And they have a couple of players that just jump off the tape. The South Florida quarterback is Blake Barnett, who is a grad transfer from Arizona State, but who at one time was the number one ranked pocket passer in the country coming out of high school in California. He signed with Alabama. He started one game for Nick Saban. Things did not work out for him there, but this is a 6'5" experienced guy, married, father, dangerous arm. And there is a freshman named Terrence Horn, and it did not take long to spot him on the tape of their game because he had two 98-yard touchdowns on kickoff returns in the first quarter against Georgia Tech. You absolutely cannot kick the ball to this guy. He is a 5'7" track sprinter, and oh my, he is just terrifying. He's like a little version of Devin Hester. So, you know, with that as a backdrop, here comes the Illini, which they're not positive who will start at quarterback. A.J. Bush is their starter. He left at the end of the first quarter last week with what we thought was an ankle injury, but with what Lovey described as a hamstring injury. I think he will be able to play, and he will start if he does. If not, it will be the freshman M.J. Rivers. M.J. Rivers threw two touchdown passes to a freshman wide receiver named Edwin Carter, and we know he will not play because Lovey said he is done for the season with a significant knee injury. And we expect the players who have been suspended to still be withheld for one more game. So you can understand why South Florida is a 9.5-point favorite in this game Saturday up at Soldier Field, 2:30 kickoff, Illinois versus South Florida, a very different level of challenge for the Illini this week.
All right, my friend, enjoy your day. What a beautiful day it is, part of a beautiful week, maybe the most beautiful of the entire year. And, man, I'm looking at the list of things to do between now and Sunday. It's crazy.
I mean, like,
just start with our Charlie 10. We've got the Taste of History and Arts in Central Park. You can find the details at Nauticator.com. We'll also be visiting with our Charlie 10 folks, I think.
Thursday.
Oh, there we go. Yes. That's going to be fun. And also, looking forward to picking up the new car.
Mm-hmm.
Honda. I like the Sierra. You know what I found I can't do with these trucks is pull into a parking space and get the tail straight.
And it even has like assist, doesn't it?
Parking assist?
Not parking assist, but you've got the camera in the back that has like the lines. That,
well,
like...
but I'm not talking about backing into a space. I'm talking about pulling into a space.
Oh, just how like...
Like the YMCA parking lot is very tight in that
truck. Oh, yeah.
And like when you come around, I always get out and one end of the truck's always a little diagonal. Do you get used to that?
I tend to use my mirrors a lot and definitely check the lines when I pull
you can't just pull straight in at the Y. You got to around.
The Y is a challenge even,
my
truck.
I mean, I'm in the lines.
No,
I'm just sort of crooked.
A little crooked. It does happen.
I'm better at parallel parking it than I am.
Yeah.
I love it, though. It's the GMC Sierra. It's the Denali Unlimited Edition. It's got a great bed liner. It's got all the high tech. Got the sunroof. I like all the silver. I like the Denali like appointments. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? All that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Very good. All right. On the other side of the break, we'll check in with Mike Claiborne and the Redbird Report presented by Jurger Pediatric Dentistry. Where does Mike think we are right now as a team? And what does it mean? Where's Molina? I agree with Topper on Harrison Bader. I love that kid. Wainwright back.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see. What's the last couple of weeks here hold? And we have tickets to give away, courtesy of J.L. Hubbard Insurance and Bonds. That's all straight ahead, right after the Marquee Coffee Break. Fresh roasting coffee, locally indicated for over 30 years. Marquee Coffee, the official drink of choice for discernible coffee drinkers everywhere. The magic is in their beans.
Fall is in the air, and that means it's time for high school sports. If you need to get outfitted with the best gear, come to Play It Again Sports in Decatur. Located in Brentwood Village, Play It Again Sports has served the Decatur area for over 25 years. Whether you're playing football, volleyball, golf, or soccer, Play It Again Sports has what you need to have your best season. Looking to sell some used sports equipment? Play It Again Sports will buy it. Visit PlayItAgainSportsDecaturIL.com to learn more. Play It Again Sports. Everybody plays.
Did you know pharmacists count in ways you might not realize? In fact, your healthcare provider counts on your pharmacist as a medication expert to guard against those potential medication side effects. Local families count on us as reliable healthcare professionals for many of life's ailments. You can also count on our staff at Dale Southlake or Coley's Corner Drugs to be your one-stop shop for over-the-counter medications, CBD oil, and unique gifts for every occasion. Call us today for free delivery or medication questions at 217-330-9552. Or 429-5165. We're friends helping friends.
You gotta love your mom. Now that it's fall, she's a fountain of advice.
Make sure your wipers are working.
Okay, Mom.
How are your tires?
All check, Mom.
What about your brakes and your belts?
Mom, I got it.
Your mom knows those are all things you can take care of at Speed Lube. And Speed Lube has the best prices around. Plus, 6 area locations, including Clinton and Lincoln. And, of course, locations right here in Decatur. Speed Lube, more than just oil changes.
Now, when are you gonna find a nice girl?
Mom!
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Why wander around a warehouse store for paint when you could just swing by your local Ace? Ace has award-winning service and offers the extra mile promise. If we don't get you everything you need in one trip, delivery's free.
Thanks for making Kenny's Ace your local place for paint and more. We're proud to be part of the Decatur community. Stop by Kenny's Ace, a local business where you can count on getting great help.
Minimum purchase of 1 gallon of paint. Delivery subject to availability. Visit acehardware.com for more details.
Your WSOY 3-day weather forecast. Sunny skies, highs near 75 degrees. Then for tonight, partly cloudy, lows around 55. For your Tuesday, mostly sunny, highs near 77. And Wednesday, sunny, highs near 78 degrees. It is 56 degrees in downtown Decatur.
You're listening to Byers & Company, only on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
You just sent everybody running out of their cars.
I know. I don't know why. I was thinking we were coming back from the news.
And I asked her about it. She said, shut up.
No, I didn't say shut up. I just, I can't hear whenever you're talking. Talk back.
That was the wrong break there, the wrong weather forecast. You still have plenty of time to get to work. All right, it's the Redbird Report with Mike Claiborne, each and every Tuesday, presented by Jurger Pediatric Dentistry, where beautiful smiles begin. Mike joins us on this beautiful Tuesday. All right, well, I got to ask you about Adams being back. You know, that was one of the trades I was a little disappointed because I always liked the big guy. What's it like having him back in the clubhouse?
Oh, it's been terrific. He was a popular player when he was here. This is the only organization he actually really knew. And to be brought back, he served a purpose that they were in need of. And Mike Schilt had Matt in his rookie year as far as the minors were concerned, so there was a connection there. So he has been worth the trade that they made for him. And I can't even remember what they gave up. They just at that time were just trying to pick up a player. Washington had a fire sale. But Matt Adams has already proven his worth in a short time and since his return.
Yeah, and I struggled a little bit there at the beginning, but it was nice to see that, particularly get that win over the Pirates. What does it mean for, well, we got actually several things I want to find out about, you know, present condition. Let's talk about Wainwright.
You know, I know that people are excited about, you know, his return, and I was too. He had a 1,600 strikeout. I'm not sure where it goes from here, Brian, because it wasn't what I'd call a stellar outing.
No.
I mean, he gave up four runs in five innings and was hit pretty hard. You know, you have to be careful with a guy like Wainwright at this time of the year because that could be a bullpen killer. I mean, you can only get four or five innings out of a guy. Now, all of a sudden, you're going to have to use four or five guys out of a bullpen and, in some cases, overuse a pitcher if you have him go more than two. So, you know, you have to be careful here. And I know that he's had great service with the Cardinals, but I'm just not sure what that role is going to be a week from now.
All right. What about his future? Does he seem like a guy that will be around the organization for years to come?
I think because of his kids, you know, he's got young kids. He might want to step away and try and be a daddy, be a husband. I would think that might be entertain some of his thoughts. But, you know, some guys just can't let it go. They want to be around the guys. They want to be able to give back. They want to be able to have the association. And, you know, I'm not sure what that paints for him. Is he going to look at getting into broadcasting? Is he going to look to being in the teaching and coaching? And or is he going to be an advisor or front office person? There are a lot of options he has in front of him. I don't think playing for the Cardinals is one of them in 2019.
All right. I was reading some interview with general manager Michael Gersh, basically said that Michael Wacha has out for the season. I mean, pretty much now just looking to 2019.
Yeah, that's unfortunate because he was our best pitcher before the injury. And it's going to be interesting this year because he goes to arbitration one more time. And that's going to be a very interesting debate on what he's going to be paid in 19. I don't think he's got a lot of trade value because of the injury history. So this is going to be very tricky in how they utilize him in 2019 and also what they pay him.
Yeah, no doubt about it. All right, Molina on hold, maybe returning in this homestand, which I guess, what, lasts through Sunday?
Yeah, I talked to Yadi yesterday, and, you know, he feels like it's improving. But, you know, Brian, with a hamstring, you just don't know. And your catcher, which even magnifies it more, it's something you have to be very careful with. He wants to get back in there, but I think the fact that it's a hamstring is something they have to concern themselves with because they don't want to re-injure it. Yadi's a reasonably quick healer, but I would anticipate him being behind the plate no later than Saturday.
All right. Also, Molina was selected to play in Japan in November. What is this? I guess there are several All-Stars that go play in Japan after the season's over?
Yeah, it's been a long-standing tradition in baseball. You go back 50, 60 years ago where players were going over and they'd play for a couple of weeks, and it's a nice goodwill tour, and the players get a kick out of it. And they also see how the Japanese prepare for baseball games. It's a lot different than what you see over here. So it's a fact-finding mission, but more importantly, it's a goodwill mission to unite the two worlds of baseball more than anything else.
All right, one quick side note, and then we'll get into your prediction over the next few weeks. Matt Carpenter has a salsa that's now on sale at Schnucks, and a portion of this is going to go to Cardinals Care, which is the great part of the organization that does so much great work in the communities. But I didn't realize that Matt Carpenter was a salsa expert.
Well, he kind of stumbled into it. He and Adam Wainwright were guys that kind of got into it, and Adam would plant the garden for the salsa, and Matt had his own little recipe. And, you know, when he really got hot, about a month ago, a lot of people were having fun with him just attributing the salsa. And apparently he had made some, but we were going to go on a long road trip, and he didn't want to let it go stale, so he took it with him. And the more he had of it, the more hits he was acquiring. And everybody kind of had fun with it, and it's grown into what it is now. And I think it's time for another heaping helping of salsa, because he's been fighting it here recently.
Yeah, he has. Bueno Mojo salsa, which you can pick up at Schnucks, evidently. All right, so next couple of weeks, what are we looking for? Benchmarks along the way? What do we need to do to get into the postseason and make sure we're there?
Well, you probably need to win at least 13 of the 19 games left, and you're going to decide your own fate. You're going to play the Dodgers this weekend. They're chasing you in the wild card. You're going to play Milwaukee next week, and they are a team that is – or the week after, they are a team that's in front of you in the wild card. You're going to play the Cubs, who are in first place. I mean, so you're going to decide your fate, but all the teams you're going to face – because you're going to play Atlanta, who's really good. You're going to play the Giants, who still think they have a chance. Every team you're playing, they have something to play for. So that's going to make it very competitive. Nobody can set up their pitching for postseason because everybody's still fighting for a spot. So I envision this being tough. I think it's going to be very challenging. I think if there's one advantage the Cardinals have is that they have good pitching. On the backside of that, we're pushing some of these pitchers to limits they've never endured before, as far as the innings told. So we're going to have to monitor this very closely, and you're going to have a couple of guys start to swing the bat better. But because I like our pitching a little bit better than the other teams, you have to give the Cardinals a slight edge in getting in the postseason.
All right, Brewers could be tied for first after tonight, right?
Yeah, and that's fun. Again, this is a three-team race because the Cardinals can eke their way in because, as I mentioned, Brian, they're going to face Chicago and Milwaukee six times in the final 13 games of the season. So they're going to have a say-so in this whole thing. And I think what would be just priceless, what happens if you go into Chicago one game out of first place in the final weekend of the season?
Oh, let's just – your lips to God's ears. Let's just have that work out. All right, my friend, enjoy the week. It's beautiful weather. Mike Claiborne and the Redbird Report, presented by Jurger Pediatric Dentistry, where beautiful smiles begin. And if you missed it, podcast is available at Nauticator.com, the Nauticator app, Nauticator Facebook page, and all of the Byers & Company podcasts are presented by Jurger Pediatric Dentistry, where beautiful smiles begin. You get that nice old welcome when you listen. And by the way, we know if you're listening all the way to the end, too, which an astonishingly large number of you are.
Yes.
It's not like sort of social media numbers where you get like engagement, but
yeah,
you're like, oh, 10 seconds.
This person watched 4 seconds or whatever. Yeah, no.
People like being able to get the stuff when they want it, how they want it, where they want it. It's available everywhere podcasts are. Now is the time for the WSOY 3-day forecast.
Now is the time.
Here's Lindsay Romano.
Now is the time. Sunny skies, highs near 75. For tonight, partly cloudy, lows around 55 degrees. For your Tuesday, mostly sunny and highs near 77. And for your Wednesday, sunny skies, highs near 78 degrees. Right now in downtown Decatur, it is 55 degrees.
If your dream house includes a 4-bay garage with hydraulic in-ground lifts, then CarQuest Auto Parts is for you. That's because CarQuest Auto Parts is for those who really know and care about their car. Visit your local CarQuest Auto Parts store at Donnelly Automotive. They have the expertise, parts, and tools needed to get you back on the road. Visit Donnelly's at 1288 East El Dorado or give them a call at 428-7414. CarQuest is serious auto parts.
One in six people in America go hungry every day, but fortunately there's something you can do to help. Come by Hickory Point Bank's event in Central Park benefiting the WSOY Food Drive on Wednesday, September 12th from 6 a.m. to 2 p.m. Stop by in the morning and grab a coffee from Blue Brew, or at lunchtime grab a famous beach house meal, with a portion of the proceeds going directly to the food drive. Drop off canned goods or make a donation. The need is large, but you can help. Wednesday, September 12th, Central Park. Hickory Point Bank invested.
This football season, support your favorite team your own way with custom printed spirit wear from Play It Again Sports. Come in and design your spirit wear today. And Play It Again Sports has everything you need to outfit your entire football team. Cleats, balls, pants, gloves, and even practice jerseys. As always, Play It Again Sports buys and sells pre-owned gear. Everybody plays at Play It Again Sports in the Brentwood Village Shopping Center in Decatur. Proud to be Decatur's only locally owned sporting goods store celebrating 25 years. Play It Again Sports.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
You have a list of things. None of those things say, wander around a warehouse looking for somebody to help you. Nope, you have a list of things and Ace has them. From lawn and garden brands you trust. We also have local experts who make sure you get everything you need. Because at Ace, we have our own list and great service is at the top.
Thanks for making Kenny's Ace your local place for paint and more. We're proud to be part of the Decatur community.
You're listening to Buyers and Company, only on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Oh, yeah, the Charlie 10 this weekend. Bob Brady Auto Mall is extending summer through September and October, thanks to their dog, Charlie. Bob Brady Auto Mall, as well as Bob Brady Buick GMC and Cadillac, Newhoff Media, Limitless Decatur, Macon County, bringing you the Charlie 10, 2 months and 10 must-do events to attend this fall. This weekend, we got Arts in Central Park. That's Friday night, Saturday, and Sunday. They have the artist patrons preview party on Friday night, and the show itself is open Saturday and Sunday. And Saturday, 10 a.m. till 5 p.m., Sunday, 10 a.m. until 4 p.m., we'll visit with Barb Dove. That's a partnership between Gallery 510 and the Decatur Area Arts Council. It's a great show. And you're just going to have spectacular weather.
Absolutely perfect.
Why are you jumping all? I just the phone line sound like
it's not on. Okay. I can't interpret what click click means. So
I know, but
and so when there's nothing for me to
and moving on, the preview party Friday night, Saturday 10 a.m. until 5 p.m., Sunday 10 a.m. until 4 p.m. in Central Park, downtown Decatur, free admission. About 80 artisans will be set up, and then of course Saturday night is the Taste of History. And that's 5:30 to 8:30. Tickets are $25. You can contact the Mueller Museum at 423-6161 or email hmuellermuseum@gmail.com for orders. Parking for the event will be available at the Mueller Museum and the Central Christian Church. A trolley will circulate between parking and venues. So the Staley Museum, the Milliken Homestead, the Oglesby Mansion, and the Hieronymus Mueller Museum all open. They're going to have different hors d'oeuvres and cocktails tailored to the historic atmosphere and preference of the venue. So you're going to get to see all of those great historical buildings and museums and enjoy the evening. That's a great idea for an event. That's just a couple of things that are going on. Shoreline Classic is this week. I'm always amazed. By the way, a little bit of controversy on the Now Decatur Instagram page yesterday, and we generally don't have that. I had Lindsay grab me like four or five screenshots from video that she took and that I took to put photos up of all of the events. Do you know? Did you see what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Go ahead.
All right.
I don't.
Oh, clearly. The screenshot she sent me has a guy with a big rebel flag sweatshirt on right in the middle of the shot.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, apologies.
Yeah.
Unlike most people, I mean, I don't just like pick through. Really?
Yeah.
Unlike most people.
The stars and bars were prominently displayed.
And what's really sad about that is then people are like, oh, classy. And everybody's like, I understand why people don't like the.
I'm not even sure which photo it was.
Well, there was only one crowd shot you sent. So I went ahead and just deleted it because I don't. First of all, I don't want the people of Arcola to be looked upon badly because there was a very diverse population.
That person may not even have been from that area.
Yeah, who knows? But it is kind of funny how people just sort of like, it's like, are you really just going to pick out a person with 100 people in a picture and that's going to be what you're irritated by?
Yep.
I guess that was my point. I didn't realize like.
I wasn't blaming
wasn't
you.
I was just trying to offend anybody. No, I was just taking a crowd shot.
Yeah.
Good Lord.
Yes.
And usually Instagram's not all that full of drama.
No.
Unless you're like Cardi B.
Right. I'm going to need to know who that person was off air.
Oh, no, there were like several.
Yeah. Well, I want to know who all of them are.
I don't know. I deleted it anymore.
It's gone.
I deleted it. I just really, okay. Because I didn't want anybody to look at Arcola in a bad way.
No.
Because I was amazed at just how diverse the crowd was down there. There wasn't just, but there is a small town America kind of thing that still has a strain of that, I guess. I don't know. Anyway, one kid, fat kid in a sweatshirt. Back with more after the news. Don't go anywhere.
Get your news.